Decisions, decisions. Every day, creatives like you and me have to make decisions on what's going to make the greatest impact on our careers and help us move forward. So I want to help you today to establish the right priorities in this Back to Basics episode where we're walking through the 7 service steps, the core components of the God and Gigs blueprint, so I can help you to make the best of your time, the best of your energy, and to make the greatest impact to pursue your God-given goals.
Artists, musicians, and creatives of all kinds, looking for help balancing your passion to create with your everyday life? Not sure if your faith can coexist with your profession? Welcome to a place where real artists discuss real life. You're listening to the God and Gigs Show. Visit godandgigs.com for show notes, links, and more information.
Hello and welcome to our show. Thank you so much for making this podcast, the God and Gigs Show, a part of your creative day. My name is Alan C. Paul. I'm your host, and we're here to help you build a better creative life from the inside out by applying timeless spiritual principles to the temporary creative problems that you might be facing. And I'm in the middle of a series that we're talking about the main things, the back to basics of God and Gigs, because as I've been podcasting now for 4 years and written this book, God and Gigs, 5 years ago, I realized that it may not be fair to you, the listener, to assume you know the whole point behind God and Gigs and where we get our principles, where we get our ideas, even though we've interviewed hundreds, or I shouldn't say hundreds, I guess we could say dozens of creatives, but it's getting closer to the hundreds as we go through these podcasts, and we're now on 135, 136 as I'm recording now. I'm not sure the number that will be once it comes out. Most importantly, though, you got to understand this is something that we have invested a lot of time and attention to over the years, but maybe you're joining us for the first time and you still don't know, okay, what is this all about? I understand God, I understand the gigs part, but what exactly is the foundation of what you do and why do you do it? Well, to do that, the easiest way for me to do is to walk you through the 7 service steps, which are the 7 steps that I share in my book, and kind of do a re-teaching. But now I'm going to definitely tell you how we approach it now versus maybe even back when I wrote the book originally, maybe I didn't explain it as well as I can now. So I want to go through the 2nd service step with you, and that is establishing your priorities. So the first step, by the way, in case you didn't hear the episode before in this series, is staying connected to God, staying connected to your family, staying connected to church, staying connected to your children, your creative circle, anything that involves your foundation, the people and the relationships that make you tick, that make you who you are, that are people who are authentic in your life and consistent in your life. Creatives need that. We cannot be isolated. It's okay to enjoy solitude, but not okay to get stuck in isolation. So that was the last episode I shared on this series. You might want to go check that out if you want to review it and you didn't hear that section. Now we're at establishing your priorities. And as I said before, I'm kind of teaching this fresh, even though there are all these principles inside the book. You can always check out the book at godandgigs.com/books. However, I'm not going to talk from the book. I'm actually going fresh as if I'm talking about this for the first time because it really helps me to make clear to you how these principles work over time versus simply reteaching it how I wrote it in my, you know, when I first came up with it. So establishing your priorities. Here's the story that I kind of share every time I talk about my priorities. That is the story that I had the opportunity, when I had the opportunity to play for a major artist. I do tell you the name of the artist in the book. And I basically was given it could have worked out. It may not have worked out, but basically I had an opportunity to audition with a major artist, major soul artist, legendary. And I basically turned it down. And you might say, okay, why did you turn it down? Because I had a child and a marriage that had just started. And I just felt like it wasn't the right time for me to prioritize that. And I've often gone back to that moment as kind of defining my creative career, where I've always chosen kind of to maybe lay back a little from some of the big opportunities that were I could have pursued simply because my family was the top priority at the time. Now, that doesn't mean I always was perfect as a family man. Matter of fact, anything, but it just means that when I came down to certain decisions, I did make that the top priority. And that also established other priorities. So every commitment I made created other commitments and not broke other commitments, but it made other commitments impossible. So I want to kind of tell you right now what establishing your priorities is all about. It is establishing what matters to you and the commitments you will make, and those decisions that you make, make decisions for you in terms of the rest of your creative life. So, example, if you choose that you're going to be a focused musician on, let's say, live performance, it will affect how much time you have in the studio and doing teaching. If you choose to focus on teaching, it will affect how much time you have for performance and for other gigs. If you choose to focus yourself on writing or speaking, every decision of a yes says no to the other things that are not as high on the list. And the reason why I think this is so important for creatives, especially you guys like me who are high, what do you call, multi-hyphenate, right? You have all these titles behind you because you do multiple things. That doesn't mean that you can't be, like people like to say, a jack of all trades. That's one of the books that I love to talk about is Master of One, Jordan Rayner's book, because that's one of the things that we talk about. Even in this program, we talk about you are many things, but one thing has to take the lead. One thing helps define who you are as a creative. And even though you can do many things, you still end up coming back around to that thing as your superpower, the thing that you do best, and the thing that really guides you, okay? So I really want to tell you, establishing your priorities is essential for you to become the creative that you were created to be. So let me walk you through some practical steps. I talk about in the book about making a decision tree, kind of setting up the hypotheticals in advance. If you were offered this position, would you take it? Why and why not? If you could have the position of your dreams, should you aim for that? And what are you saying no to so that you can say yes to this? What are the guidelines you'll use for your decisions when it comes to creative life and opportunities? Not every opportunity is a great opportunity. And I like to say this many times when people say, oh, it's great exposure. Exposure is only one, two things in the other ways of phrasing it. Exposure can either be exposed in the wild and getting killed or dying of hypothermia because of exposure, or something a little bit more, risque when it comes to being exposed in public the wrong kind of way. Both of those little jokes I use is because exposure is not always a good thing. So just doing things for exposure because it's a great opportunity is not always the best reason to prioritize it. As a creative, you got to get to the core of who you are, your why, your what, and your how. And I call this taking inventory. Take inventory of your creative life, what you are about, why you want to do what you want to do, and then make the decisions based on those parameters, not just what's the biggest thing out there, what's the most big opportunity that I can take, or even what's the big social media craze that I can jump into and try to get my name out there. God is clearly about priorities. I can very clearly make the link here between God and gigs because God sets priorities for us as well. He tells us to love him and then love our neighbors as ourselves. He tells us all the time that there's some things that go first, that we have faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. God is a prioritizing God. He definitely sets things up in order. And one thing that's at the top, of course, him in terms of worship, and then everything else falls under it. We should be the same way as creatives. We should be able to identify our top goal or our top thing that we are about, and then slowly go down the list of things that maybe are not as high on the list, but still need to get done and still serve us as a serve a purpose for us, and then serve a need that needs to be filled. So that again is like off the top of my head, what establishing priorities is about for a musician. I would love to know what you think it is for a musician or creative. Let me throw that in to make sure I fall back into musician because I think about the book. It's written for musicians. So now I want to think about all of you that are listening that may be from different steps and different walks of life and different kinds of genres and different art disciplines. So whatever you do, these processes, these seven steps still work for you. Okay. So think about it. Have you established your priorities? Do you know what you're about? Do you know if you had a big decision to make, how would you make that decision? Do you know what parameters you would decide what to do based on the things that are most important to you? Which means, of course, first you got to decide what's important to you. Once you decide what's important to you, then you can make the decisions that lead you in the direction of those said priorities. But you got to pick and you got to choose before the opportunity comes. That's a big thing for me. If you wait till the opportunity comes and then you try to set your priorities, you'll always find yourself skewed. Instead, Make your decisions before the decisions come so you'll know how to handle it when it shows up, and you won't be so thrown off because you think something is a big opportunity but really isn't for you, or is not going to do the best, you know, have the best effect on your career or your life or your family. All those things go in order. If you stay connected, then you'll be able to establish your priorities in the right way. Okay, I hope that makes sense. I'm walking you right through the 7 steps. That's step number 2, establish your priorities. We'll come back next week, or next episode of the series, I should say, because it might be something else going on next week. Just make sure you stay tuned to God and Geek Show. Follow us. Make sure you subscribe wherever you are on whatever app you are. Connect with us. Leave us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. Helps us to get our attention from other people who are just like us, show up on other podcast lists, also listen to, and that makes us be able to find more people like you and help them as well. So leave a review. Go ahead and subscribe. That helps us so much to reach more creatives who want to become the creatives they were created to be. Okay, God bless you. Thanks so much for listening. This has been our second installment of the 7 Service Steps. Can't say that fast. 7 Service Steps. 5 more to go. Please stay tuned to this because this has been really interesting and really effective for me even to reteach what we are all about here at God and Gigs. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us here at the God and Gigs Show. Please leave us a review on iTunes, like our Facebook page, or visit godandgigs.com and tell us what you thought of this show. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, go create something amazing.